I guess they looked at my pictures, but the agency never actually gave them the set. Well, they were really interested in me, so I went down to Salt Lake, and I met up with Ford, and they said that they loved my look, but that I was too short, and pretty much said that they wouldn't even consider me for another 4 inches, you know.
Okay, so, well, that's not really saying that they're turning you down. They're saying that, you know, once you reach a certain height, you know, they would, you know, be interested in, you know, talking with you at, you know, beyond, you know, whatever the meeting was this last time you guys met.
Yeah.
Now, what about the agency that you're working with now? I mean, have they found any work for you guys so far?
So far, not really. I mean, I've had a few castings, but they didn't necessarily end up that well. But they're trying. I mean, agencies, they have thousands of girls, like hundreds of thousands of girls, and so they try their hardest to get you out there and get you noticed and everything. But it's a really hard thing to do.
Well, I mean, that's true, and I think that you have that realistic view of it. It's going to be more beneficial to you, you know, than anything else. You know, because so often I get, you know, modeling hopefuls that will come into the studio and they will talk to me and say, hey, you know, I'm going to try to get on with this agency, or I'm going to be taking this modeling class or what have you. And that's pretty much about where it stops. You know, they sign up with an agency and then they just sit around the house waiting for the phone to ring. You know, again, you know, like I said before, as a model, as a photographer, as a designer, as any type of creative artist, an actor, whatever it may be, it is just as much your responsibility to get out there and promote and market yourself. You know, I think the biggest problem that I see, you know, reoccurring is that trend where if once I sign up, that's it. I just have to wait. They're going to get me the runway shows. They're going to get me the commercials. They're going to get, you know, all these great things for me. Well, the thing that I guess a lot of people overlook is that it's not really the agency that makes the final call. Many times, and almost always, it's going to be the client. And the client is going to assess a need for models based on the product that they're trying to sell, whether it be, you know, car oil or cologne or fashion designs or whatever it may be. The client envisions what they want that person to look like. So when they contact an agency and they say, well, I would like, you know, ABC type person, you know, so that's what the agency is going to submit to them. Well, if there's a trend where that particular type is more popular, you know, then, you know, obviously that either, if either you meet that, you know, requirement, or you have to look elsewhere. And many times you have to maybe look elsewhere as far as other agencies. But one of the things that I would always suggest is that before signing with an agency, look at exactly what they do. If they're a runway-based agency, then if you're not tall enough for runway, obviously this is not the agency for you. If it's print modeling that you're interested in, then you need to look for agencies that deal primarily with print modeling or walk-on roles for movies or whatever the case it may be. So all I'm saying there is it's important to do the due diligence yourself and do just, you know, a little bit of research, you know, before committing yourself, you know, whether it be financially as well as emotionally, into something that may not pay out for you. Now, out of curiosity, you know, I think we'd talked or emailed back and forth, and you were talking about a contest that you've entered right now, and I think that was related to Explore Modeling. Isn't that Christine DeHart's website?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of hers. Okay, so can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I'm competing in Kyle James Patrick's contest. It's an online casting. It's actually called Female Faces KJP09. It's to find a female model to shoot for his upcoming fall line, which is a bunch of like traditional clothing and accessories that were all made in Rhode Island. And the contest is actually for any female from 15 to 30. And the interesting part is that professional pictures are not required, so it's a good place for new models to get noticed.